coming to you live from deep underground in his mother's basement. This is the Chester Norrington Show with your host, Chester Norrington.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chester Norrington, Chester Norrington Show, and this week we shot, in an effort to raise awareness for that fucking hoax of a goddamn fake disease going around the country right now, we figured that it would be a good idea to invite Tommy Knockers on and have a telethon for Tommy's Talks.
No, we're going to do that next week, Chester. I got to set up the phones.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I guess we'll talk about aliens then, but to my point.
That's a good way to announce it, though. We're going to do a telethon for Tommy's Tots and raise money for this hoax. For people who have been affected by the hoax.
Next week, we know that this fucking coronavirus is a goddamn fallacy. And we're going to raise awareness. We're going to storm the capitals of your hearts. And we're going to do that with Tommy's Tots. But in the meantime, we did have huge news. Yes, the government released three videos of flying saucers.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hoaxes, here we go. Another false flag. Tell them, Chester, it ain't real, is it?
Does that look like a UFO to you?
It looked like someone with a flashlight to me in the sky. That was it.
Simply put, this was the worst attempt at a alien invasion video that I have ever seen. I should do better on my iPhone 5.
They even have them filters in the Snapchats with the fucking aliens. It looks more convincing than that shit. You fucking give me a blow. They have so much money, huh? And you give me a blurry video with a fucking light bulb in it and tell me it's raining, huh? Fuck out of here.
These are the same people that insist that the earth is round, too. You can always tell that the quality of their work is fucking disgustingly cloudy at best.
Exactly. They're not even trying anymore. They're going with the corona hoax, then they go with this hoax. It's like 2020's the fucking year of the fucking, the sheep. It's the year of the put on.
Here's the thing. They realized that that word was getting out and that all of our listeners were paying attention and that they realized that they couldn't hold this false flag of a fucking hoax disease over our heads anymore. So they did the Kansas City Shuffle, trying to make us change our attentions and look somewhere else so they could keep on keeping on with the corona bullshit. And it was one of the worst attempts that I've ever seen.
Chester, let me tell you something. It was the worst attempt at a video that I have ever seen in my entire life. Period.
That was a Nerf ball that was attached to a drone, and it was spray-painted to look like the sphere from Phantasm. You ever see that movie, Phantasm?
Yeah, I saw it in its first run. It had more convincing special effects.
I think Agent Mulder saw that. You know what he said? I can't believe this shit.
The thing is, we had a real live alien on here. So they try to show us up. A couple months later, we're getting closer and closer to the fucking truth. So what do they got to do? Put out a false flag. Oh, the Chester Norrington Show. They're talking mess. These are the real aliens. Tune in here. Fuck you, motherfucker. We're here to debunk your shit.
That's right. And you know what? Just so that the government knows the truth, we have another alien that's going to make an appearance next week during Tommy's Talks. He's going to clear this shit right up.
From another world.
All right. You know, I'll tell you his name. His name is not Rodrigo. He is not related to Rodrigo in any way, shape, or form. He is, in fact, a green alien from the planet Aquatola. And his name, well, I call him Jerry.
Yeah, and he's going to come on here. He's going to tell you about that video and how they faked it. He's even going to tell you of the names of the people in the video. Because it's just a bunch of guys saying, look at this, bro. They said that video was from 2005. Nobody was saying fucking bro in 2005. That is a goddamn recent fucking slur, okay? That is not fucking 2000 nomenclature. I'm telling you, they couldn't even get the fucking phrases right in the goddamn video.
Yeah, it was, that was a, that certainly wasn't a Sam Raimi quality student film. I tell you that much. It certainly wasn't The Evil Dead.
Hell no, our listeners are too smart for that shit.
Yeah, I'll accept that Mickey Knuckles retard, but...
He's fucking banned from the telephone. I'm telling you right now, if you call into this telephone, I'm going to circumcise you with my fucking teeth.
Let's fucking do it, too. He's off his rocker.
Right. And if you're already circumcised, well, then I'm going to do something way worse. You don't want to fucking know about it.
Yeah, yes, he will.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Several times, unfortunately, to my dismay.
Right. It's bloody and it's bad news. And that's a warning for anybody trying to call into my telethon with some fucking bullshit. We want real callers, real money on the fucking table. If you're not putting down a 50, put down the fucking phone.
Sure, that's important to remember. Yeah, all of our listeners need to pay attention. And we all need to donate to the cause. And we need to help this charity out. Save these kids from this hoax.
I mean, I'll take your money no matter how much it is, even if it's under 50. I mean, I will donate your money. We'll take your money for the cause if it's under 50, but you ain't getting on the fucking program, so.
Yeah, this isn't Jerry's kids, you know? You're not coming on here. You're not getting through to the program with your fucking $5 donations, Grandma, okay? We ain't got no fucking coasters for you. We don't got no fucking beer koozies for you if you're only fucking donating $5. By all means, if that's all you can handle, that's all you can provide is $5, we're going to donate that money, but we're not going to take a loss on overhead on your bullshit.
You're going to tell me the government gave you $1,200 and you don't have 50 to give to the tots? Unfucking believable. You are selfish. You probably spent that money on fucking stupid shit. That's why you're crying for more. You couldn't save it.
I've already donated $600.
And I thank you for that, my friend.
I put the rest of my check into zombie penetrating bullets because I'm getting ready for that one.
Oh, yeah, you know they're just waiting to pull them motherfuckers out of the ground when everybody's preoccupied with all these hoaxes coming out these days.
That's hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. And thank God that Jared Kushner is in that White House keeping our president fucking his head clear, because there's nothing but fucking shitheads surrounding him. So good Lord gave us Jared Kushner.
And let me tell you something else. He never said to inject the bleach. He just put it out there as an idea. We can't have ideas anymore. It's illegal in this country to have an idea now. They don't want thinkers out here.
I've been putting Lysol on my pizza for about three weeks. But I don't know why I would do that, because Corona's a hoax. I just like the taste.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with sanitizing your food.
You don't know where that's been. You don't know how many Mexicans touched that on the way to the fucking store.
Oh, fuck. They were probably flipping the pepperoni like some poker chips in their dirty hands. Go to that fucking dirt on there. From fucking mulling my garden and shit.
You tell you what, if the coronavirus was real, it wouldn't come out of China. It would come out of Mexico.
Right, even their water's fucking dirty down there. You can't drink it without getting the shits. You tell me that's a clean country? Fuck you. I don't want them people here either. That's another fucking story, though.
Montezuma's revenge. Well, I'm sorry I got to cut this one short. This was a short episode, but I'm currently out trying to get prescriptions for my mother, and I got to go in before the pharmacy closes because of this bullshit hoax causing stores to close early.
And don't forget to wear your little mask.
I wear masks when hell freezes over and pigs fly to the moon.
Yeah, all those clouds of corona gas in the air that are coming to get you. Woo! So you're scared yet? Go fuck yourself.
And on that note, that was Tommy Knockers. I'm Seth Norrington. And next week, we will be back again with Tommy Talks.